for. I feel your heartbeat next to mine. They beat together in perfect time. Do you feel the same way too? Maybe you came from the Lord on high.
Oh, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I am so glad to hear everybody this evening. I have a very, very special friend, very dear friend of mine. Her name is Rebecca Malter, and she is a medical intuitive from Brooklyn, New York. She has helped me in many, many different ways. One of the things that we were talking about the other day, which was really, really wonderful, was how to help diabetes. And I know that there are a lot of people out there with diabetes, and we were talking about turmeric, and we were talking about cinnamon, and we were talking about a lot of different things. But I would like to invite Rebecca on. I think we'll spend 15 or 20 minutes with Rebecca tonight. She is one of the partners of a great product that just came out on the market. It's called Hydra-Me, and it's really, really wonderful. And the CEO of the company is also a very dear friend. Her name is Marjorie Cole in Ohio. But Rebecca, are you there, dear?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great, great. How you doing?
I'm fine, and it's such a pleasure to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. How are things in Brooklyn this evening?
Well, this weather seems to be wonderful, and the people are wonderful, so I guess all together we're doing pretty good.
Great. Now, you have a business down there. You have one of the best businesses in the country in terms of medical intuitiveness and doing a lot of intuitive work. And what's the name of your company?
The name of our business, and I like to call it a healing center, actually,
yes,
is The Essence of Life.
The Essence of Life.
Mm-hmm. And we're located in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and what we do is through energy work and nutritional balancing and basically lifestyle training is we try to help teach people how to balance themselves so that they can get well. So they're the healers, not I.
That's terrific. We were talking about nutritional healing a few times, trying to help me along with it. And one of the things we were talking about was turmeric, and the other thing was chromium, which
yes,
was good for diabetes, and also a real big one, which I didn't know myself. I believe it was cinnamon.
Yes, cinnamon helps to regulate the sugar metabolism as well, and so does zinc. The thing that most people really have to understand, though, about diabetes is it's not so much caused by sugar itself, because we're actually sugar machines. We work on sugar. That's what the liver and the body uses to process our energy.
Right.
The problem is when we get these fuels, as you would call it, from the wrong sources, such as processed foods.
Right.
And or stress, because stress is even probably the worst damager of all, and other outside influences as besides processed foods, which is sugars, and even too much fruit, our bodies get overloaded with the sugars, and they have no place else to store them because the pancreas can't handle the overload at that time. Then it sort of feeds it through the organs. Eventually, we hold on to it as excess weight, water and or fat buildup, and the body goes into overload and stops producing insulin and goes into shock. And also, along with that, the parathyroid goes out because it can't produce a balance of glucagon if the insulin isn't working correctly. And therefore, you're out of balance. It's really dietary function as well as stress management.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think what we'd like to do tonight, we have a lot of people listening. Eventually, what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, is we could call or we can just wait for people to give us a call. And if anybody is out there that needs help medically in terms of any kind of disease, whatever the case may be, I think that Rebecca would be able to help you and talk to you. She is a wonderful intuitive. And
I am not a doctor, so I cannot diagnose a person.
However, right, right.
As a medical intuitive, I can scan you and give you my opinion of an analysis as to what might help balance your body.
Great, great. And I think that would be good if people would like to call in and talk to Rebecca and get to know her. She's absolutely wonderful what she does. She's really helped me a lot. Is there anything else that we could talk about in terms of multiple vitamins, different things of that nature that we might use to do healing with diabetes?
Well, I think basically, as far as diabetes go, a good mineral balance is fine for your body. I can't name specific minerals,
right,
vitamins, but if you have a balanced mineralization, as in, let's say, chelated minerals or like the calcium, magnesiums, and the manganeses, zinc, of course, even copper would be excellent for that. You have a good balance in your body, and that would help your pancreas work better as a balancer for the sugar system. Most of these things come because the bones have been upset, believe it or not, and the bones work in synergy with the pancreas because the bones create the white blood cells and the yellow blood cells, which are immune system balancers. And if these are not putting out the correct minerals, the pancreas, of course, will get loaded with calcium deposits and other mineral deposits and not be able to function.
The pancreas itself, once in a while, from what I understand with diabetes, actually gets overloaded and stops working. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
It does.
And it's a shock, and people start taking insulin shots, which are very life-saving in a lot of cases, but they can also develop a dependence on that. And once you do that, it's very hard to reverse that, even if the body gets balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get off of it in minute amounts slowly so that your body does not go into shock.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So in other words, what you're saying is that the shots that somebody would get actually takes over the work for the pancreas? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's correct. It's sort of like wearing a girdle around an abdomen.
Okay.
And expecting your figure to hold when you take the girdle off.
Okay.
Your muscles have forgotten how to operate, so therefore they don't hold on anymore.
Okay.
So they let go, and they're waiting to have that girdle put back on again.
Right.
Sort of a crude metaphor, but I think it's graphic enough to be understood widely.
Yes. I remember you telling me about specific foods that you could eat, oatmeal, different things of that nature that would help out, organic foods, a lot of water, a lot of fresh mineral water that would help the body. To heal itself. Is that correct? Is that what we talked about one day?
Fresh mineral waters, live, fresh vegetable juices, and vegetables themselves. The juices are wonderful, but you still need the fiber as well, so always remember to add fiber to your regime. Juicing alone is wonderful, but it will not keep your bowels clean and will not give you the roughage and the fill that you need to really keep your cells moving and motile.
Okay.
So you have to add that to it as well. Overeating fruits is almost, in a sense, like eating too much candy.
Okay.
Even though it's not candy and it's not processed and it is natural, sugar sometimes in abundance is still sugar in abundance.
Okay.
So therefore, you have to limit your fruits or at least know which ones you can eat safely.
Okay.
For instance, let's say the rind of a watermelon is wonderful for the kidneys and pancreatic cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
The actual meat of the watermelon can contain a very high glycemic index, which can actually harm your pancreas if it's already too overloaded to operate.
Gotcha.
Once you can rebalance your system, and that could take years in the case of diabetes, especially if you're taking insulin shots, you can go back to eating fruit, but it would be in a judicious manner, which is balanced with that which your body needs to be nourished by the fruit rather than the vegetable juice or
right.
vegetable matter.
Right. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about? I know we've talked about diabetes. Is there something that you came on to discuss with everybody that would help them out in terms of getting better?
Well, I think that if people in general understand that the biggest cause of disease, and aside from bowel clog, which is a major cause of disease, and stress, is the fact that because stress and bowel clog and eating the wrong things causes a higher acid index in our body and brings our pH down. This is the thing that causes the proteid, which is the healthy base of a cellular structure in the body, to mutate into viruses and bacteria and double viruses, etc. If they could keep consuming fresher vegetables, basically, in a perfect world, you wouldn't have anything canned or anything processed. You would have fresh air and fresh water. This isn't a perfect world. So therefore, what we have to do is go out of our way to try to find fresh, organic, and hopefully, more importantly, even than organic, but live fruits and vegetables and produce. Because in a sense, even an organic vegetable or food that doesn't have reproductive stasis, like with GMO, things like what Monsanto, et cetera, are trying to do, to make, you know, seeds that can't reproduce themselves. If they can't reproduce, how are we going to get the energy and the enzymes to do that reproduction of even healthy cells ourselves? We can't get it from something that doesn't have it.
We have to be sure
that we consume the things that enable us to operate at peak condition. That's why I like Hajime, by the way. The ingredients in that lotion are amazing, and the clients think so too. It gives your body and your skin the ability to breathe and to get rid of toxins at the same time, so, at least in my experience.
Yeah, I know when I was talking to you and Marjorie about the Hajime, and I found out that the product really worked very well for me. I know that my skin has been very dry because I do 30 massages a week, and I constantly am washing with soap, and I replenish it with Hydra-Me, and it just keeps my skin very, very just beautiful, as a matter of fact. And I've never had a product like this before that actually worked as well. And so did you want to talk a little bit about Hydra-Me and let people know what it is?
I'd like to give you a little story about what happened with that, with the
clients
I had drop it here, which was amazing, because this client turned out to be a physicist. And I'm kind of glad she did, because I don't think an average person without her education would have understood what was happening. She bought a bottle of the Hajime, brought it home, and I saw her 2 weeks later, and I asked her how things went. And she said it was an amazing week. And I said, why? She said she put it on her skin, and her skin broke out. And I said, broke out? My God, I've never heard of that happening. She goes, however, the breakout lasted for 15 minutes, and I realized as a doctor that that's a healing crisis, because it was hives or allergy would have lasted for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
She used it again after the breakout subsided, and it broke out for about 12 minutes, then again for 10, and then again for 9, and it went so on until it didn't do it anymore.
Mm.
She realized that the Hydra-Me was the only thing she'd ever tried on her skin. It was actually drawing the toxins that were in the skin out of it until it had purified her skin.
Amazing.
Now, I can't say this as a doctor myself, but I got this from someone who was a PhD and a physicist, and I found that quite fascinating.
That's amazing.
And she thought it was an amazing product, and she came in and bought 6 of them, quite frankly.
That's wonderful.
She wanted to use something that was capable of taking the surface toxins out of her chewi, which is the, which is the skin layer of the body, and enabling her to clean that layer. But she was really, really very, very pleased with it.
Amazing.
And that, to me, was fascinating. I mean, I've never quite gotten a story like that since, but it was amazing.
I know in my massage practice, every client that's tried the Hydra-Me absolutely loves it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful product. And Marjorie sent me a bottle of Hydra-Me with the new label on it.
Isn't that beautiful?
The label is absolutely gorgeous. It's as beautiful as the product inside.
I think it's captured the essence of the channeling energy from the Pleiades and from the resonance of the pyramids in which she got the product idea in the first place.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you look at that label and you can see the energy of the universe in it. It's just amazing. And it radiates from within the bottle as well as from without the bottle in now. It's just an amazing thing. Well, it's also been energized by you.
Yeah.
With the energy units that you use, which I think is amazing, because I've actually been worked on by you, and you are an incredible healer.
Thank you.
And my friend who was worked on by you said to tell you that he actually saw Saint Germain while you were working on it.
Yeah, wonderful.
Which is amazing, because he's a teenager, and he never usually talks about things like that. He was absolutely, you know, enthralled with the treatment with him.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
And we do also use the grander products to energize the Hydra-Me too, which gives them a really, you know, wonderful technology of energy as well. So,
yes. In my room, I have 4 projectors that I got from Fred Bell, Dr. Fred Bell.
Yes.
And what I did was we spoke one day, Marjorie and Rebecca, and we wanted to put more frequency in the Hydra-Me, and I sent a lot of energy over at the factory where it was being made. We actually felt the energy going up. So it's a wonderful product, and it really, really, it's unbelievable. Did you want to give the any information out about that, any email or anything?
Well, if anyone's interested in the Hydra-Me, they can contact me at 718-788-7000. 718-788-8783. That's 718-788-8783, which is in Brooklyn, New York.
Now, they can also use that number to call you for healing.
Yes, I do healing here. In fact, if anybody was interested, I don't know. You know, I do the medical intuitive readings and life path. Anyone wants to call you up and have me do a quick short reading for them.
Yeah, if anybody is out there this evening that wants to have a medical reading,
intuitive reading. Remember, I'm not a doctor.
That's right. What is it again? Repeat
medical
that.
Intuitive.
Ah, okay.
A short life path, you know.
Okay. So if anybody wants to call in for a reading, please do so. Or you can call in and Rebecca and I will heal you. We will do some beautiful work on you as I've done before. So we could have a lot of fun this evening.
Yes.
If anybody decides to call in, please do, and we're more than happy to help you this evening. You know, what's really interesting is that when I called you and spoke to you the first time, you were so kind to be able to help me, and you really went over backwards to really try to help me. I had a heart operation.
Yes.
And you had called me and just picked up on me so well and told me what to do and what to get and how to go about using it. And I have used those products. And in a short period of time, which is about 6 weeks since I've been out and doing, I'm back to a full load of massaging. I'm swimming every day. And I owe a lot to you because you actually brought me back through a lot of balancing and a lot of nutrition and a lot of care and a lot of love. So I really need to thank you for all that you've done for me, and that's very, very kind of you.
Well, I appreciate that so much, but it was given in a manner which was meant, and I know you know that. So
yes.
Privilege for you to allow me to help you. And as well, when we came to visit you, the energy work that you did on us, myself included, was amazing, and I really appreciated that, too.
Thank you.
I want you to know that the people out there who you're healing, they're very privileged, and I know you're privileged, too, to be able to have them allow you to do this. So.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful
Thank
reciprocation.
Thank you.
It really is.
Thank you. Getting on with nutrition.
Yes.
What do you do in case somebody comes in and says, I'm not feeling well, is it in my stomach, it is my... do you actually connect intuitively with them and tell them exactly what's going on? Can you pick up on what they actually need?
Well, yes, I'm actually... It seems that when I was a child, I may have been born this way. I don't know if I was born this way or my father leaned me toward this when I was very young. Mm-hmm. He used to sit me on his lap and think pictures into my head and do bedtime stories with me that way. But I'm able to literally connect with the person's body and mind, sometimes pick up images of what they're thinking, go back in the past to the things that triggered the problems. I could tell if their stomach's not operating correctly or their spleen or the pancreas or the kidneys or the liver. I could just pick this up. It's almost like having an X-ray machine in my head.
Right.
Shows me the bodily organs, and they might look different colors or different gradations of light going down to darkness depending on what's the situation. I've worked actually in conjunction with doctors and other practitioners, medical doctors in this case, as well as other practitioners in the healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
So I do work in conjunction with these people, with their patients and their
patients. Right, right.
But we try to hone in on the cause of the problem, which could either be physical, but usually it's originally caused by some sort of stress or trauma that you may have experienced either emotionally or physically, and then grows into, you know, other problems that stem from that. So, whereas I usually try to correct the immediate symptomology so that the person feels better. Because if they don't feel better, they don't want to know about anything else.
Gotcha.
And I understand that, because when you hit yourself with a hammer, you want that spot to feel better before you go on to, you know, something else.
Yes.
And then after that, though, I try to help them. Well, I don't try to. We help them. We write out a protocol, and we work with them. I take telephone calls from people on a continuous basis to help them to learn to live a stress or physical or both lifestyle, which can help them learn how to rebalance.
Yes.
So if it's a problem, let's say, with the stomach issues, we teach them new ways of eating or new ways of thinking so that they're not filled with... grief and anger, and the stomach isn't always churning. We teach them how to re-alkalize their bodies so that the cover cells of the stomach can produce the proper balance between acid and alkalization in order to digest, in order to make, you know, the organs happy. I mean, most organs are alkaline organs, but there are a few actual acids, thriving organs as well in the body, and they need that balance. So we work on those particular sets of rules for each particular organ and or meridian, because
yes.
If you're working, for instance, on someone with a heart condition, the small intestines has to be looked at. Maybe not so much as a small intestines and what the small intestines does, which is to digest the juices from whatever you're eating, but also what are you digesting or not digesting in life that's affecting you?
Mm-hmm.
What are the emotional overtones to these particular issues?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a memory that you can't digest? Is there an event that happened in life that you refuse to digest or you don't want to see, per se?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not filtering that through you and you can't let it go, it's going to affect your heart. It's going to weaken that area. And then if your heart gets affected, of course, you're going to have other symptomology. If your heart's not working, you could have a lung problem, or usually it's the other way around. If your lungs aren't working, you're going to have a heart problem, because if your lungs aren't working because of an overabundance of grief or large intestine impingement, then you're going to not be able to massage the heart probably with the breathing, you know, the breathing rhythm of the lungs.
Yes.
So if you can't do that, then people will come down with symptomology of things like asthma. And basically people will go to other people who will give them medicines for the asthma, when what you really need to do is learn how to either clean out the colon or get rid of grief or both, or learn how to excuse those things in life that you really don't need to hold on to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In other words, letting go of major problems that are bothering you and just going on with your life rather than getting stuck in that particular one scene of the film.
Yeah, I think people need to realize, our wonderful people out there that are listening, that a proper pH balance, in other words, between acid and alkaline, which I think is 7, is it?
It's 7.4.
Is that what 7.4 is?
Blood.
Okay. And from what I understand, from what I've heard, and from what I've heard you tell me, is that if a person is at 7.4, they just can't get sick.
Well, that's true. If the blood is 7.4 and you keep a good diet and a good and mental attitude and emotional attitude that fosters that, it's very, very difficult for you to get sick.
Right.
Now, I know there was once a story about, I think it was Deschamps, who drank a bottle full of cholera and didn't get it to protest what Pasteur had been doing, and to try to show that Pasteur was wrong. But, of course, Pasteur had the doctors in his pocket at that point and was already receiving funds for a vaccinationary type of therapy, so
yeah.
He wasn't about to let that go. But the point is that the healthier you are in your environment, the less likely you are to get any sort of dis-ease or illness.
Right.
And I won't say that I'm going to be willing to swallow a bottle of a disease to prove that to someone.
Yeah.
But I have found that this past several years, where I've been very, very careful about my internal environment, I have not been sick. And it gets to be unusual after a while when you're so used to the life of like being well and then being sick and then being well and then being sick, and you expect this. And you start to think after a while, when you're not getting sick, is there something wrong with me? I mean,
mm-hmm.
pattern isn't there. This is odd. You know, when is it going to hit? And this and that. And the point is, after a while, you get used to the fact that, well, maybe you're just doing something right for a change, and it's not going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God willing, it won't, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to tempt the fates with that one, but...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you do your best to really, you know, do the right thing and watch the movies, you know, supersize me and understand what you're not supposed to do, things like that.
Gotcha.
Comic relief there, but...
It's okay, it's
but
great.
It's a very good example of why things go wrong in the human body. If you can create cirrhosis of the liver, literally... in under 30 days with the wrong diet, it's no wonder that you can really start helping yourself get really well within 2 weeks on a really good diet.
I've heard that the laughing is actually a very good way of creating a lot of good healing.
Oh, yes. Laughing is amazingly wonderful. Many, many people in history have laughed the way back to wellness, or
that's
laughed the way out of diseases that would normally have killed people or that are supposed to kill people. It brings up the pH of your body. It helps the endocrine system. It just brings up everything. It helps you wash out toxic fluids.
Yeah.
Laughing is an amazing, amazingly wonderful healing modality.
That's wonderful.
So, I mean, I think everybody should take a laughing class. There are people that actually give laughing classes, please.
That's great.
As a student, and what they do is they just laugh. And for some reason, the laughing really allows the self to heal.
You know, last week I, on my show, I had a gentleman call me, and we were talking about different modalities, and I was telling him about the aura, and he said that my aura is about an inch away from my body, my first level of energy. And I said, no, that's not correct. And I said, we can open that up to about 40 feet. And what we did was is that I connected with him. I actually met him almost face to face. I was looking at him, and I stepped back about 40 feet, and his aura began to open up at 40 feet. And I took my hand and put it next to his aura. I see the aura as a very thin viscous, almost like a gel, but very, very thin.
Yes.
And I put my hand up there, and I said, can you feel that? And he said, absolutely. And I said, well, that's your first level right there. We just moved it out 40 feet. And I said, let's try something else. And what I did was go back to Rochester, New York. And he was in California, and I put up my hand, and again, I felt the viscous right in front of me. And I said, can you feel that? And he says, absolutely. I said, well, we're 3,000 miles away. And I told him that there's no distance to the aura.
Absolutely.
And the aura goes to heaven. The aura goes into the universe. And anything that we can do, think about loving kindness, think about things that we want to do for ourselves, things what we want to do for other people around us, can open up your aura to a tremendous amount of viscosity in terms of levels. And I use viscosity because I actually feel it. I
yes.
can feel the aura as a very thin viscosity, almost like a liquid.
Of course.
And what we think is what the aura does. The aura changes colors instantly, instantaneously. We can actually create healing within the aura just by asking for healing. And the amazing part about it is that when we connect to heaven and we ask God to help us, things come through instantaneously. And that's some things that people don't realize, that it's so simple. God wanted it to be very, very simple in terms of creating healing. And so what we've been doing basically is using that kind of energy instead of connecting to the angels, connect right to God, and God will send you anything that you need right away.
That's true. It's connecting directly to Source.
Right. And I've heard people say, well, you know, I want to connect to Archangel Michael, or I want. And you know, and people are into that control issue where they just I want. And the best thing that I've heard so far is just say, please God help me.
Exactly.
And whatever you need, you will get. If it's Archangel Michael, if it's Laurel and Hardy, whatever the case may be, you'll receive it.
Exactly. It's just a matter of them, whoever you're working with, or even yourself for that matter, to be willing to hold on to that which is given to you, or
right.
to us.
Right.
If our belief system, which we have created, is willing to do that, then we can, you know, create instantaneous healing. If our belief system is that of fear and uncertainty, which it is in most cases because of the way people are taught,
yes,
then it's a little bit harder to do that. But eventually, as you show with the person with the aura 3,000 miles away, you can help to teach a person, or not so much to teach them, but to guide them into expanding their own potential and to realize that since we are, you know, part of this universe and part of God and part of everything that exists, if you really got down to the actuality of it, we really shouldn't have limitations.
Yes.
I mean, I know we perceive that we do, and if we can get past that perception, wouldn't it just be amazing?
It would be absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that loving kindness is so important, and if we could teach everybody loving kindness and just be kind to your neighbor as yourself,
absolutely,
boy, we could change the world tomorrow.
That's
things
true.
Would just change automatically.
It'd be nice if we could change it today.
yeah, it'd be really, really, really great. Instantaneous healing. Talk about that, about my first show about 2 weeks ago. The reason I'm bringing this up, I'd like to have people call us so we can start working on them. I had a wonderful person call me, a young lady who was in an automobile accident, and she was in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she hadn't walked in 4 years. And I said, well, you know, I'm more than happy to help you. Please tell me what happened. She told me what happened. And within about 30 or 40 seconds after I talked to her, I said to her, could you please get your son? And she said, how do you know I have a son? I said, well, please get him because you can get out of that chair and walk. And lo and behold, her son came downstairs. And she was in a recliner. And he put the recliner up and held her very gently. And she started to walk. So there's nothing that we can't do.
Now, isn't that an amazing example of human potential?
Yes. And that's what we need to get in touch with. We need to get in touch with those realities. And there's nothing that we can't do. There's a lot that we can do. And that's why I'm mentioning it. If people out there would love to call us and get a healing from Rebecca and myself, please don't hesitate. We're more than happy to help you, and we're here to help you. We're here to serve you and give you the best love that we possibly can to bring on good healing for you. But, you know, it's so interesting. I remember when Marjorie and you and Marjorie's friend
John
came down, and we did some wonderful work together, and it was so pleasant seeing you guys. And you know, you can walk into people, and what I mean walk into people, you walk into their auras.
Mm-hmm.
and you can actually feel the love and the tenderness that's within them. And when you get around Rebecca or you get around Marjorie, the energy is so sweet that you just want to be there all the time. And I know that Rebecca is a very, very gifted person. We've talked diligently, hours upon hours of time, talking about energy work and how we're doing and, you know, how our businesses are going. And, you know, we want to do the best we can for everybody. And so that's what we're trying to do this evening. If some people would like to call in, please don't hesitate. We'd love to have you on the phones. We'd love to help you as much as we possibly can. But anyhow, getting back to healing, I noticed when we were working that what you were doing with me was just so wonderful to actually just hear your voice when I was on the table and you were working on me, and I could feel such a change going on in my body just from your voice. And I think that people need to know that the vibration that you put out or the sound of your voice does make a big difference. And sometimes I feel like when I talk to you, boy, it just feels so great to be able to talk to you and be in your presence.
Thank
and know that you're healing me.
Thank you so much. I had a very interesting thing happen today. A client of mine walked in.
Right.
And she knew you.
She did.
She did. She said she listens to your program.
Right.
And I just thought that was very wonderful, and I told her that. In fact, I told her that you had invited me to be a guest speaker on, and she's listening to this now.
Oh, great. Well, maybe she can give us a call.
I hope she can. I don't know if she will or not. Her name is Sherry, and she also is she doesn't run a healing center, but she's taking up courses to run a healing center.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A lot of people out here who are really into that and who are wonderful.
That's wonderful. That's really great. I know that there's a lot of people to listen to us. We've had a lot of phone calls the last few weeks, but tonight is such as... Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have the worst case of the summer flu I've had in years.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened to make it happen, but I would love it gone if you could assist me.
Absolutely. Rebecca, is there something you can do, honey? Something that she could take or something?
Okay, the first thing I would do is to try to, like I said before, alkalize the body. You don't have to do this extensively. You could even take something like a third of a teaspoon of Arm & Hammer baking soda at night before you go to bed would actually help your body fight off this stuff. Okay, something as cheap as that would help. Also, we can work on you energetically, because I know what you're talking about is a problem that you have right now, and you simply want to help to get it out of your system, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, we need, could you speak up a little for us, please?
Hello, I'm having some static on my end
gotcha.
Of the line.
Oh, gotcha, okay, well, you sound a lot better now.
Oh, I feel better, thank you. Whatever it was, I'm glad to say goodbye to it, and I was talking, you know, I'd been listening earlier to what you had said about going directly to God and asking, and then for some miracle, I got through. I want to thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. Now, your heart is opening up.
Thank you.
Your heart is opening up, and you should feel a different vibrancy in your body right now. Can you feel the energy going through your feet and your hands?
Pardon?
Can you feel the energy going through your heat, through your feet and your hands?
Yes.
Good, good. Can you feel the energy going through the top of your head?
Yes.
Good. You're becoming a lot more centered and balanced right now as I'm speaking to you. Can you feel that? Do you feel your eyes opening up more? Do you feel... You should be able to feel yourself centering out quite well.
Good.
May I work on her pancreatic energy while you talk to her?
Because absolutely.
Something's definitely going on there.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pancreatic issue at all?
No, I don't, I'm not familiar
with... Digestion, perhaps? Not necessarily with sugar?
Not aware if there's anything wrong with the pancreas or not. It's been a strange couple of days.
Okay, because something's going on in your digestive tract. I'm going to focus on that while he does the other energy, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Good. I'm focusing in on your entire body. What I'm doing right now is taking the energy... actually, I'm not doing it. It's coming from heaven. You're being cleared out now. There's a lot of dark that's coming out of your body. I'm getting right to the center core of your body right now.
Mm-hmm. Pancreatic juices are getting stronger, too.
Yes.
Lung is getting stronger.
Yes, good. Good.
Good.
Your breathing should be a lot better right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah. The past couple of days I've had a huge ball in the middle of my chest. I could hardly breathe.
Right. You should be a lot...
What kind of emotion she's holding on to there? Hold on. Has to do with someone she knows who's a female. I don't know the name of them or something, but something happened with you a while back?
Something happened with what?
Some kind of emotional thing held in your lung area.
Hmm.
I'm trying to loosen it up here. It may have been even, you know, it might could be anything that just affected you emotionally. It doesn't have to be dramatic.
Okay. Well, I've been asking for clearing, strongly asking for clearing.
Yes, there's a lot of light going into your lungs right now. You should be able to feel that opening up through your whole body, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes.
Yes, good.
It's like someone just put a great big ball of eucalyptus there and everything says I can breathe now.
Good.
It looks much better. You're full of light now.
Thank you.
Okay, you feel much, much better.
Oh, good. I want to get some work done. I'm tired of being a decoration on the couch.
Yeah. I think what we need to do is to tell you just to let go.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're holding on to too much.
Okay.
And may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Okay. What I would like you to do is take a good deep breath in. Okay. The next time you breathe in, I just would like you to say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
And just breathe it in. Do you feel the difference?
Yes.
Is that powerful or what?
Very much so.
Isn't that wonderful?
Breathe it all the way down to your feet, as Steve would say.
Right. And what you're doing is creating God's breath.
Mm-hmm.
I think what people need to realize is that we have miracles all around us all day long, 24/7, and the biggest breath and the biggest miracle we have is our breath, and we don't look at it as a miracle, and it is. And by breathing in the breath of God, you can actually clear yourself of all diseases.
Well, I'm going to stay focused on that the rest of the evening then.
Absolutely. And what I would do is catch yourself, you know, in the morning, in the afternoon, and just I breathe in the breath of God. And what you can do, if you would like, you can do that anywhere you want. It doesn't matter, in the house, out of the house, doesn't matter. But I think you'll find, can you see energy at all?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Do me a big favor. Do you have flowers in the house right now? Or do you have like a plant?
I've got some goldenrod that I cut for my husband's birthday.
Okay. Do me a favor. Walk over to the goldenrod.
I can't see it from here.
Okay.
I can look out the window and see plants.
Okay. Do you have goldenrod in the house right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you walk over to the goldenrod? Will the phone reach there?
I can't reach the phone. Won't
okay.
reach there.
I would like you to do me a favor.
Yes.
I would like you to look at the goldenrod right now. Can you look at it?
No, it's two flights up.
Okay. All right. Okay, that won't work. Do you have any kind of plant at all that you're close to?
I'm looking out the window and I'm looking at some very lovely plants.
Okay. I'm making a connection with you. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all.
I'm looking at the plants outside the window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Steve, can I make a small suggestion?
Absolutely.
Have her concentrate the color blue around the throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because there's a irritation going on that's, you know, in there too. And if she does that along with everything else you're saying, she should be clearing this up very quickly.
Good. Good.
Oh,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Can you see the flowers that we're looking at, honey?
These are green with a very small little white flower on them. They're
okay. What I would suggest doing is breathe in the breath of God,
mm-hmm.
and pass that energy. Hold your hand up and pass the energy from your hand to the flower,
uh-huh.
and see what happens. You'll see the aura even clearer. It'll actually burst mm-hmm. into a sublime feel for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's sharing heaven.
Thank you.
And the plants will give that back to you.
Mm-hmm. The radiance is
yep.
coming back.
Absolutely.
Already in her aura.
I can feel the radiance of the plants already
mm-hmm.
Coming back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How does that light feel, the blue light? Does it feel good around your throat chakra?
Much.
Excuse me?
Much, yes.
Okay. You're getting, there's a tremendous amount of light around you, and I'm looking at the energy behind you. I'm actually standing behind you, and I'm watching the energy coming out of your body, and you are being cleared. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, the blue is getting clearer and clearer. It's becoming like a sky blue.
Yes.
Clearer.
Well, my
it's wonderful.
Lord,
and the plant is helping a lot.
Yeah. Any energies that I've ever held on to, anywhere and anywhere that I've, that would block and bar me from being the highest and best you would have me to be, please let it go, root cause and reason.
Could you just speak up a smidge more, honey?
My prayer has been, dear Lord, anything that I have ever held on to, anywhere and anywhere that would bar me from doing my highest good in your sight, let it go.
Yes.
Root
yes.
cause and reason.
Yep. I think, you know, heaven is so wonderful and God is so wonderful. And to think that he's so close to us and he hears us all the time. And to share that love, I mean, he is our father. I mean, it's just, he's here to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so wonderful talking to somebody that's so open and so kind. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for your kindness. I much appreciate both.
God bless you so much.
Bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That was lovely.
I think so.
That was lovely.
Do you know
yes.
what the dictionary meaning of the word doctor is?
No.
It means teacher.
Is that what that means? Well, same thing as rabbi.
Mm-hmm. And God is the best doctor.
He's it.
You bet.
He's it. He's the best there is.
He's also the head rabbi, don't you
yeah.
know?
That's a good one. getting back to the energy work, mm-hmm. you must be fabulous at it. And I've been telling Rebecca that I've wanted to come down to her place so much, and every time I want to come down, something pops up, you know, like a new radio program or you know, small things like that. And one of these days I'd love to come down there. We were.
Oh, you're welcome, you know, at any time.
Thank you. And you folks down there in New York City, please give Rebecca a call. I think it would just be fabulous to know that there are people out there like Rebecca that are so intuitive and so kind and willing to help you. You want to give out your phone number again?
Okay. It's 718-788-8783. That's 718-788-8783.
That's wonderful.
I always repeat things twice because when I hear them once and I haven't gotten it down yet, I get so when I can't hear it again.
I need to tell everybody out there. Hello,
Steve Parrish.
Hi, how you doing?
Improving every day, yet there's now and then, just being physical, there's some demands. I thought I'd call in.
Wonderful.
So if you and Rebecca can do your wonderful work today, I'd appreciate it.
What is your name?
Nick. First name, Nick.
Nick, okay.
How you doing, Nick?
Just below average as far as physical health, but as far as, spiritual and positive feelings, I'm way up there all the time.
Good, Nick. Now, you have a lot of darkness around you. Have you gone through a lot in the last couple of weeks? I remember talking to you about a month ago. There's a lot going on. What's going on, Nick?
Well, I just recovered the last 24 hours with some sort of immune situation.
Okay.
So I'm feeling better, a little better now, but it's still...
Your body is starting to clear right now, Nick. There's a lot of black just pouring out of your body. Let's just concentrate on clearing you. If you can pick up anything, Rebecca, that's fine, honey.
I think I'm going to work on having his lymph system move because there seems to be a lot of congestion there.
Okay, good.
So is that all right with you, Nick, if I do that?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I'm going to work on moving out the lymph system.
Now, you're starting to clear, Nick. You should be able to feel that already.
Mm-hmm.
Your vibrancy is starting to go up, Nick. I can feel that. Your energy is starting to go up. You should be able to feel that energy opening up around, in and out of your body already. Can you feel that?
Yes, with every breath, inhale
yes.
and exhale.
Yes, and I would, as I taught you before, what we need to do is I breathe in the breath of God.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathe in that. That's it. Now you're opening up. Good. Your eyes just opened up a little bit more. Do you feel that, Nick?
Yes.
Good.
More
good.
Movement, too. He needs to get his body moving, too, more, for some reason.
Yeah, Nick, we talked about this once before, I believe. Excuse me, please. is there a swimming pool near you?
Well, not anywhere that's nearby, no.
Okay. Do you have a lake or stream or something of that nature that's not freezing?
Yes, it's within a distance that I could be there.
Okay. What we need to do, Nick, is this. There's two things you can do. Either you can go to the stream, put your hands out into the stream. You can either walk into the stream And the water itself, we have positive and negative ions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is if you put your hands over the water and point them down, actually what will happen, the negative ions, which are low, we have low on the positive ions, which cause us a lot of stress and grief, that will exchange with the water and actually balance your body out.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, you have a low mineral deficiency. You have a small mineral deficiency, Steve. I mean, Nick, excuse me. There's a mineral deficiency in there going on. So, you know, what he's telling you about the ocean, listen.
You might want to take a look at some minerals, Nick.
Okay.
She's extremely good, and she knows exactly what she's talking about. So I would highly suggest taking a look at your local organic store and picking up some minerals.
And do you do skin brushing?
Repeat that?
You do skin brushing.
I've done it as a practice, but just trying it out. I have, yes.
Okay, I do have a
brush special for that.
I would do that, not hard, but very gently on your skin. You have to get your lymph system moving. We're working both of us on clearing you and loosening up everything and opening you up. But to keep it that way, you have to keep your own energies fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Which will keep your body fluid, because, you know, physicality follows energy and radiance. So
I also have a rebounder.
Wonderful. Don't jump off of it. Undulate on it. You know that, right? If you're jumping off of it, that's circulation. If you're undulating on it, it's lymphatic, and what you need to do is kick in that lymph system.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, that's... I appreciate the revelation on the situation.
Mick, I'm going right into the center core of you, and it's clearing right now. You should feel a lot better, actually.
Yes.
There was a lot of darkness in your body. The darkness is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You should feel a lot cleaner. Do you feel a lot better?
Yes, the life force is more higher frequency.
Yes, frequency is really high.
It's definitely increasing.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it, Rebecca and Steve.
Oh, God bless you, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
As you were working on him, I could see the flow of the lymph going quicker and moving. So
great.
Wonderful. It will help his toxins empty out quicker to help balance his body better.
It's
He's
so wonderful.
Those.
Yeah, it's so wonderful when we get phone calls and the people actually get better so fast. And it just it makes me feel so good. I know it makes you feel good, too. I know. We've talked about that many times before. But it's wonderful having you on the show, and then just... it's nice having somebody that really, really understands about energy and nutrition. It's just it's great having you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful, you know, that the fact that you allowed me to be here.
Absolutely. We still have a few minutes, so if anybody wants to call in, please do. And Rebecca and I will help you as best we can and try to send you along with a lot more love and light and happiness. So,
ingredients to long and happy life.
You bet. L'chaim, as we used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, your store, or your where is it? Is it in the center of the block, the end of the block, the beginning of the block?
We're right in the center of 6th Avenue between 9th and 10th Street in Brooklyn, New York. We're at 451 6th Avenue between 9th and 10th Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, that would be at 451 6th Avenue between 9th and 10th Street in Brooklyn, New York. Our closest train locations would be the F train and the R. And we're right in the middle. We're in between a daycare center and a children's barbershop, which is called the Kid Cuts and Special Sprouts. And we are called The Essence of Life. And we're here just trying to make the world a better place. For everyone.
Absolutely.
Well, the universe is a better place since everything radiates out, as you know.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just wonderful to be able to have the privilege to do that, and it's wonderful to be able to have the privilege to
be on the show here with you and to help people. And I want to thank you so much for allowing me to do that.
Oh, that's great. If Marjorie's out there, she wants to give a call in. Maybe the three of us can get on here and just pass a lot of wonderful energy. And even if she can't, just pass a lot of energy to all these wonderful people that want healings and blessings, and we're willing to do that. So, Marjorie, if you want to give us a call in, honey, you can join us. And your wonderful product, your Hydra-Me, I think it's absolutely the greatest thing I've ever used. But also that the label, the new label, is just absolutely it's just so beautiful. I've never seen a label that pretty before.
It is beautiful, but the amazing part about it, which I love, is just what it does for you.
It's
anything I've ever seen. And I've never used anything on my skin before in my life.
Yeah.
But this just drew me to it. It's just amazing the way it actually feeds you right to the skin. It has no blockers to stop the nutrients. It takes your toxins out. It just feels wonderful, and the energy that you feel when you touch it. I mean, you can hold a glass or play the piano right after, because it goes in and there's no grease, there's no residual, there's nothing after you use it.
I remember feeling that. There's nothing there. It just goes right in the body.
Exactly. It's pure nutrition from the outside in. And,
yes.
And not only that, it was channeled. It's channeled. That's the point. I mean, she channeled it. Palladian energy from the stars, God. I mean, the source. It came from the source, and to me, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous.
If anyone wants to know where they can buy it or what store carries it, they can give me a call, and I'll be happy to let them know. And again, the number is 718-788-8783. It's 718-788. Oh, excuse me. Do you see what I'm doing here? 718-788-8783.
Great, great.
And again, it's just been a privilege to be on with you, and I thank you so much for that, because I love what I do. I love to be able to help, and by me helping other people, it just enhances my energy, and I think that the whole...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Marjorie.
Oh, hi, honey. How you doing?
Hi, Marjorie.
Good.
How are you?
Well...
Hi, Rebecca.
We got the three of us on here. That's wonderful. We were discussing... the product Hydra-Me, and we were discussing how beautiful the label is. I can't get over how pretty it is.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
You did a fabulous job with that. I'm really, really, the product is so wonderful.
Just as beautiful as the person who created it.
Right.
Thank you. You guys sound great. It's a beautiful show. Beautiful show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I think we need to say goodbye to everybody. And let's send a lot of love and light and healing all around the world, and to the people most who love each other and want to make the world a much better place. I think it's absolutely wonderful that we have so many lovely people that are tuned into us that really want to get better and to better the earth and to better our populace.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Amen to that, too. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the program. It was such a pleasure having you on. And Marjorie, I guess I'll be speaking to you at some point, honey. And thank you again, Rebecca, for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
And it's been
God bless you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys very much.
Love you.
God bless everyone out there.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, this is Steve Barish with the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And it's been a pleasure serving you and talking to you. And it was wonderful having Rebecca on. It was wonderful having Marjorie for the last couple of minutes that we were on. And I must say that, again, it's a lovely evening, and it's a wonderful time spending this wonderful, wonderful time with you. If there's anything that we can do for you, don't hesitate to call me. My area code phone number is 585-746-8321. Next week what I will do is I gave some sayings out from my new book that I'm writing now. It's Messages from the Most High, and I will repeat those messages again next week. I know some people were calling in and saying that they didn't get enough time to write that down, so I will do that for you. God bless you, and may you always be health,
and vigor and vitality. And thank you so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
That you were mine, but you were not mine at all. I was there, but I was not prepared for all the lies that you told. You were too scared to be alone, and you thought I wouldn't hurt if I didn't know. You tried to downplay, thought I might save you, but you loved all wrong. You were not that strong, but you're my favorite mistake to make. But now there's so much more at stake. Such a beautiful disaster. Your eyes, they're my demise, as you shower me in your sweet debris. I know you're not really real, but it's as though you were made just for my appeal. Here I sit remembering what has taken me so long to forget. When tomorrow comes,